That's what happens when I'm overeating. My stomach can't take it, and the shit keeps coming out. I can't control it, so I get shit stains all over here, folks.
Hey, folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
Shira and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
Up to anybody who tries it!
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
I feel it in my fucking conscience.
Freaks, it's Monday, August 2nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, vomiting on children, plus jizz in a bottle, and Facebook pedophilia. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of programs. Thank you, everyone, first of all, for all of the great birthday wishes. What did that get me? Absolutely nothing except for a goddamn cold. Why do... Every single time there's a happy day for me, I get sick. God does not want me to be happy. Why does he hate me so much? It might have something to do with the fact I'm such a horrible person. Hold on just a second, please. It's gonna be that kind of show today! You should see the shit coming out of my nose. The best way I can describe what's going on is, have you ever seen, an alien movie when the alien is hatched and they're covered in that green goo? That's pretty much what I'm blowing out. Oh, Cheryl Murkowski sent me a birthday message. Let's play that.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, oh, oh. Happy birthday to you. Oh, 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 you, you. Happy birthday, dear Timmy Boo Hansen. Happy birthday to you. Oh, honey. Oh, God. What will I get you for your birthday? Oh, God. The same thing I got you last year. Oh, the Amazon Prime.
Oh,
so
yes.
You can order me presents and it gets here second day for free. Okay, a present so you can buy me a present. Mostly. Anyway, I love you, baby. Ooh, work that whore hole. Come on.
Thank you very much, Sheryl Murkowski. Love you, honey. You know what else I love? Very special episodes of TV shows from the 1980s. And I've got a great example here from Brad. Thank you very much, Brad, for sending in this very special episode of all fucking programs, Mr. Belvedere.
Friday.
Hey, Leslie, don't go with him.
An important Mr. Belvedere.
Might try to put his hands on him or something. What do you mean, Les? That's what he did to me.
Strikes on China. Never met him before. Who cares? When you drop, kick your jacket. As you came for the door, no one glad. But sometimes things get turned around and no one's been. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get.
All right, enough of that. Yes, there was an episode where Wesley from Mr. Belvedere got touched inappropriately by Mr. McGregor. Now let's take a picture so we can remember the day I slid a finger in a cast member of Mr. Belvedere. You may remember on Friday's program we featured a little Tango November Bravo. That's what you say if black people are acting ridiculous in your presence. It's international radio operator speak for TNB. Anyways, I'm sure you all remember the news report featuring the poor black girl who got raped in the projects and her recalculous brother. Well, no surprise here, there's been a few remixes. Here's one that involves an auto-tuner.
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Linkin Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and the left fingerprints, and oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
All right, there you go. I believe it sounds like that remix was done by the same people that do Auto-Tune the News, so check them out. Oh, I've got a new gooner for you. This guy is fascinatingly disgusting. Now, if you are a masturbating novice, you might not know what gooning or baiting or gooner baiting means. Baiters, as they like to be called, jerk off for long periods of time. I'm not talking, you know, 15, 20 minutes, half hour. No, no, no. We're talking hours and hours, 4, 5, 6 hours long. They just keep jerking off and they edge, which means they get close to coming and then they stop. They slow it down so they can continue jerking off without blowing their load. It's pointless to me. I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? I'm a very busy man. When I want to pop a nut, I just fucking do it as fast as I can and then move on. I'm not sure where gooners are in their life that they can dedicate 8 hours to nothing but sitting in front of a computer jerking off. Anyways, today's baiter is a gooner with a twist. First of all, let me just play a little bit of audio so you can get an idea of what this guy sounds like.
I've been masturbating now for over 4.5 hours.
Bravo.
Oh, my masturbated penis feels good.
My masturbated penis. My penis has done did been masturbated.
Penis. Watch me masturbate. Fuck. I'm fucking masturbation addict. Fuck.
I've noticed when gooners masturbate, they love to talk about masturbating. I'm a little masturbator.
Watch me masturbate.
Short and stout, here is my handle and here is my cock! Ugh. Oh, God. Very sexy.
Fuck.
I can't believe people watch this shit on YouTube and jerk off. Consider myself officially masturbated. My cock has been baited. Now, what I find really interesting about this guy, he's not just a gooner. He's a disgusting gooner. He has a series of videos featuring massive loads on a t-shirt. Now, what I mean is, he wears the same t-shirt every time he jerks off, and he blows his wad on the shirt. So there are hundreds of crusty, discolored cum remnants on this guy's shirt. I mean, at this point, it's a black t-shirt, and it's very shiny now. It almost looks like a garbage bag, like a plastic garbage bag. All right, so he has videos such as, look, 210th load on shirt, followed by the very next video is 275 loads on a shirt. So he was very busy that week. Then the next video is 300 loads, then 400 loads, then 450. Now, unfortunately, the audio is pretty standard. You know, it's more of him gooning. But what's really interesting are the comments on the you know, on the XTube video here. Give me that filthy cum stained shirt. Otherwise, I'm going to steal it for my own sexual pleasure. I'd wear it under my shirt to work every day. I wear the same jockstrap full of cum every day to work for 8 months. You can smell it under my jeans, but I love it. Coworkers don't say anything. By the way, the guy hasn't washed his shirt in over 2 years. I would love to have him take that into a dry cleaner's. Can you get the stain out? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Well, look what we have here. Distorted View has a new post office box, finally. It is DV, Post Office Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. That information is up on the show notes over there at distortedview.com. And while you're surfing around, why not click on the little link to sign up for the sideshow? It's only $5 a month. Or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Not a lot was happening this weekend because of my birthday and stuff, but tomorrow I'll be back with an extended episode, video cast. Thursday's program will be exclusive. Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday returns later this week. A lot of great stuff popping up on the feed. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. I really do appreciate it. It's what keeps DV rolling along. That and my love for Japscat. By the way, I haven't played much Japanese scat porn lately. It's coming. Don't worry. When you don't hear scat on Distorted View, that means only one thing. It's going to come when you least expect it, and it's going to be even louder and more explosive. And maybe a slant-eyed freak is going to chew some turds up. Who knows? All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. That was my impression of the shit slurper. All right, let's do these stories and get out of here. I'm sick. All right. First story comes from Maryland. A bizarre and grotesque crime, my favorite kind, is under investigation in Gaithersburg or something. Michael Wayne Edwards Jr., 28, has been charged with second-degree assault after he allegedly stared at a woman standing in line at a giant grocery store on Muddy Branch Road on Thursday, followed her out of the store, and committed a disgusting act. Oh, this news story better go into what that disgusting act was or I will be pissed. Once out of the store, he was walking closely behind her and sprayed a substance from a plastic bottle onto her back and hair. An investigation later determined that the substance was in fact human semen. See, now this is interesting. Some people collect hundreds of jerk-off sessions worth of cum onto a semen-glazed shirt. Other people, like this man, nut into a jug and save it. My question is, do you think he knew what he was doing when he was, you know, saving all of his cum in this 2-liter bottle or whatever? Or did he say, I know this is going to come in handy one day. I'm not sure what I'm going to use it for. But waste not, want not. Either way, I like this guy way more than the crusty seed shirt man. All right, yes, once out of the store, he was walking closely behind the woman, sprayed a substance from a plastic bottle onto her back and hair. Investigators later determined that the substance was, in fact, human semen, said Gaithersburg Police Chief Mark Sroka or something. After interviewing the suspect, police are convinced there might be more victims. There was a lot of cum in that bottle. This is my first experience with a crime with human semen there in 24 years, so it's an unusual case, said the chief. Edwards was seen leaving the giant parking lot in a gray car. He now faces a charge of second-degree assault, which is a misdemeanor, and possibly an additional charge of reckless endangerment. Edwards is now free on a $4,000 bond. He might face additional charges if any more victims come forward. Come forward. All right. I'm a child. I'm a 30-year-old child. All right. Second story we have for... second story we have for you today. A law student who was branded a pedophile on Facebook by a former friend has won a £10,000 payout. Holy shit, the listeners of my program write way worse things about me on my wall on Facebook. I'm suing each and every one of you. I'm gonna be a millionaire! Alright, Chief Jeremiah Barber, 24, posted a child porn image on... It's one thing to call someone a pedophile, but then say, look, you're a pedophile. Here's a picture of a naked boy you might like. That's just gonna get you in trouble. It's not cheap. Chef Jeremiah Barber, 24, posted a child porn image on Raymond Bryce's profile, along with the comment, Ray, you like kids and you are gay, so I bet you love this picture. Ha ha. Barber... There was no smiley face or anything at the end of that, so you know he was not kidding around. Barber, who had fallen out with Mr. Bryce over an 80-pound debt, removed the post, made on November 23, 2008, within 24 hours, but he later pleaded guilty at Stafford Crown Court to making and distributing an indecent image of a child. He made that image? Like his own child. Hey, Bobby, get naked for daddy. We're going to post you on the internet. You're going to be a star. Guy was stupid. Never mind your little spat with a friend. You're sitting on a gold mine. Child porn is a huge industry. I know. I've looked into it. By the way, on a totally unrelated note, if any of you listeners have children who would like to get into modeling, I can help them out. I've got some really good equipment for a proper shoot, if you know what I mean. All right. Yeah, this dude pleaded guilty at Stafford Crown Court to making and distributing an indecent image of a child and was told to do 150 hours of unpaid work and handed a 1,200-pound bill. That's a lot more than the $80 debt this guy was fighting over. All right, yesterday's London's High Court awarded Mr. Bryce £10,000 in libel damages. The court now I'm losing my voice. Making me angry. The court considered stress and anxiety that hundreds may have seen it. Mr. Bryce, 24, who lives with his parents, loser, suffers from Asperger's syndrome, but has a place at Stafford University. The pictures were repulsive and disgusting and in no way reflected my attitude to life, said the witness and victim. Mr. Bryce said there had been 11 links to the post, 2 comments, and more than 800 people who would have been able to view the offending material. His mother, Diana, also took to the witness box. She said, "It was a vile thing to do for all of our family." There you go. I guess justice has been served. Final story we have for you today. This is a short one from Philly. A New Jersey man was jailed for up to 3 months on Friday for making himself vomit on a fellow spectator at a baseball game, the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office said. Matthew Clemens, 21, was sent to prison for at least 30 days, plus given 2 years probation and ordered to serve 50 hours of community service and pay $315 in restitution after the incident, dry cleaning charges. By the way, if that gooner tried to get his shirt dry cleaned, I'm guessing it would probably be about the same price. Oh, too much cum on shirt! Clemens pleaded guilty to making himself throw up on a young girl at a Phillies game. Why? That was either a Wookiee puking or some slowed down audio there. Just to give you an idea, we're talking about puke. If you're not familiar with what puking sounds like, I'm just trying to help you out here. Actually, I have a local news report covering this incident.
For someone to intentionally do that to an 11-year-old child.
An 11-year-old.
Is just disgusting and vile.
It was supposed to be a fun night at the ballpark, and it was, according to Mike Vangelo, until he and his daughters sat in their seats.
They were yelling vulgarities, obscene language. At one point, my oldest daughter turned around and asked them not to use the F word because my 11-year-old was there. I had beer thrown on me, and then water, and then the one individual started spitting at the back of my daughter's chair, and he actually spit on my 11-year-old daughter.
That's when the 43-year-old off-duty Easton police cap went over to security.
And oh shit, the guy's a police officer?
The individual that was spitting on my daughter was removed. Now it became quiet and we were enjoying the game.
But not for long. Another unruly fan began acting up, according to police. He's identified as 21-year-old Matthew Clemens.
Oof.
Vangelo says Clemens was with another group of fans who had been punished by stadium security. That group was asked to leave, and Vangelo says Clemens then targeted his family.
I turned around, and I saw the most disgusting thing that I ever saw in my life. He had his fingers down his throat, intentionally trying to make himself vomit. He leaned forward. He projectile vomited all over me and my daughter.
Investigators say the 21-year-old threw up all over the child before punching and slapping Vangelo.
He was still vomiting on the other fans that were holding him down.
Oh, there you go. What a great story to tell. If you were at that game, you'll never believe what I saw. Some fucking idiot puking on an 11-year-old girl, sticking his finger down his throat, projectile vomiting. All right, there you go, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of cha. All right, let's see what my freaks are up to today.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Member Spider here. Hey, I just calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, it's August.
August. The entire month of August is my birthday, so don't feel bad if you, forgot to send me a gift to my new post office box. You have plenty of time, but the sooner the better.
Right now, and anyways, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I want to tell you, I do plan on sending you something for your birthday. I'm going to do it Thursday because I'm going to a 3-day concert, so I'm going to be busy half the week.
Busy
but
smoking
Thursday,
pot.
I'm putting them out for you, so... You know, look for
time
something
to recover.
In a week or so.
All
right, man?
Ganja. All
right, keep it real. Later.
All right, well, I do plan on keeping it real. You know me.
Hello, Timothy. This is Pan Pettis, your monkey overlord calling. Happy birthday, Timothy. Welcome to your third decade. I just
sing
got
me a song!
Your birthday present. I kidnapped an infant.
Oh.
And for the next 35 years, I'm going to keep him in my basement, ritualistically raping him on a daily basis. And every time I penetrate, screaming, and now, and it feels fucking fantastic.
And now?
And then, 35 years to this day, I will release him on the world, and he will find you and kill you.
Oh, I
see. You see, it's delayed gratification, but it takes care of that problem of you wanting to kill all old people.
Right, it's a circle of life.
And your inevitable aging. Happy birthday, lover boy.
All right, thank you very much.
Houston, such... Special listener, Sean's
Breakfast. Wow, this person, I don't know, first of all, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. It might be a young guy or a woman. But she seems very, she seems very upset about something.
You, Tim, special listener, Sean's Breakfast here.
Ooh!
Before you ask, no, I'm not drunk. I'm very dizzy because I have a migraine and a fever of 103.6.
Well, that's not good.
So I'm going to lay down and take a nap and, like,
well, thanks for the fucking heads up. I don't care.
Eat probably expired aspirin and have a cold rag on my head. And
why?
I'm hoping that any lack of
why? Are you calling me? Wasting my time and my listeners. No one cares. I hope you don't die, though.
Hey, Timmy, it's Greg from Austin. Got a little bit of a gripe. You mentioned on Friday's show that nobody had wished you happy birthday yet. And I'd like to direct you to the voicemails of the show on July the 19th, I think.
Oh.
Where I did say happy birthday.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. You know me. I can't remember. I don't remember anything. I have a horrible, horrible memory. I couldn't tell you what I talked about on Friday's program. I probably would have a hard time recalling the three stories that I just spoke about.
Hi, Timmy, the Sideshow Freak Nipple Dimple. I've got some exams coming up, and, you know, so, you know, since we're studying, I've been taking caffeine pills. And all I can say is...
It's a gateway
drug. I'm so excited!
That's right.
I just can't help!
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I was calling the other day to wish you a happy birthday.
But?
I ended up commenting about how you didn't have a P.O. box. And then I wish you a happy birthday. But you cut me off. I was trying to wish you a birthday, happy birthday on time. But now it's late, probably. I mean, today's the 30th or something. But by the time you play, it's going to be late. So.
Well, look, listen. My birthday festivities are going to last all month long.
Yo, man, it's Joe Stutz from Pennsylvania, man. Listen. I wanted to tell you about the one time that I was fucking...
I don't understand that whole... He did this on Friday as well, the Mon thing. But
here you go, Tim. It's the Curried Cunning Liquor, and I'm calling up to tell you about a porn connection between two clips you've played recently that you may not have known about. Clip number one, a porn starlet named Candy Apples, known for extreme insertions, got married at the end of her gangbang. In the other clip, emceed by Ron Jeremy, another gangbang woman is complaining about the size of a penis going up her butt. What you didn't know is that there's a connection between these two porn clips. The starlet, Candy Apples, who got married at the end of her gangbang, was a fluffer on the gangbang that Ron Jeremy emceed. Not only that, but at that gangbang, she met the man that she would go on to marry. The first time she met her husband-to-be was when she blew him to get him nice and ready to nail the other chick at the gangbang that Ron Jeremy was emceeing.
Well, that's a nice story to tell their kids.
Jimmy Boo Henson, happy birthday. This is Brian Triple Rainbow, and you made it this far. Yay, you haven't gotten killed by anyone yet.
I know, I'm surprised.
Congrats, and hope you have a good one.
I was just talking to someone about my post office box, and they were like, do you open your own packages, or... or do you have someone else? I'm like, I'm not a king, you know, where I'm like, I have them taste my food to make sure it's not poisoned or something. I'm like, my listeners are not that crazy, I hope.
Hey, Timothy.
Send me anthrax or something.
Hey, Timothy James Henson, Sir Wervis calling in. A while back, you were playing some audio of a gooner, and he mentioned he was jerking off with Abilene. You cut it off, and we were talking about how you like to jerk off raw, but I wanted you to know, Abilene is originally a makeup remover.
Yes,
and it got some fame as a jerk off cream later on, but still marketed
cream,
as a makeup remover. So that means that somewhere along the line, way back when, there was a theater fag who's like, "Oh, I got Abilene on my pecker. I better wipe that off."
And you're like, "No,
oh,
does it feel? Does it tingle or something?" I don't understand. Does it make your dick feel real good? All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. It's an oh, God.
He projectile vomited all over me and my daughter.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're not yet Sideshow members, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be extended. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
More creamy shit, more creamy shit everywhere. Yeah, look at all that beautiful creamy shit coming out.